Hey, Chris, are you still there? It's Tim Carter. It's great to have you on Ask the Builder on WGRR.
Tim?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
We got concrete driveway problems.
Oh.
And I got on your website already and checked all that stuff out.
Okay.
And what I've got is my concrete driveway is falling or flaking or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out what time of the year, what kind of compound, and, you know, how long should it be covered. I know, like, 7 days or whatever. But this is my second driveway in 7 years. Yeah, and I don't want to make any more mistakes with it.
What a shame.
I mean,
it's so easy to put it in right. And you know, I go downtown for meetings and stuff from time to time. And every time I walk into some of these buildings, I look down at the concrete sidewalks.
Right.
I'm telling you, there are sidewalks downtown that have been in for 40 or 50 years.
Right.
I mean, you can tell it.
Right.
And they have not spalled.
Same place outside my business. I got steps go up to my back door, and they're still holding up after 80 years.
That's right. And the difference is, I'll tell you all it is, the difference is two things. Number one, it was put in by people who knew what they were doing. And number two, they added more cement to the mix.
Okay.
And so, but to answer your question, here's the deal.
Okay.
You're coming up right now to probably one of the best times of year to do this job.
Okay.
I would love to see daytime temperatures 55 to 60.
Okay.
I would love it to be an overcast day, not sunny.
Right.
And those are your weather conditions.
Okay.
Okay, and then I don't care if it drops down to 40 at night.
Okay.
But I really wouldn't want to do this job if you thought it was going to drop down to freezing.
Okay.
And the reason why is because you're going to be putting a thin overlay down. You're not going to be putting in a whole new driveway.
Okay. Well, I'm going after the guy.
Oh, you're going to try to put in a whole new drive?
Oh, yeah. I'm going after him. I got pictures. Actually, I had it done a couple years ago, and I took pictures right away, and then I thought it was going to stop.
Yeah.
But with every freeze and thaw cycle, it's getting worse.
Right. Of course it will. So who's going to put the new driveway in? Have you selected the
driveway? I'm getting all my guns loaded right now.
Okay. Well, when you finally put the last bullet in,
okay.
You're going to want to get a price from the Joe Day Company.
Okay.
Joe Day, Joseph Day, they're on the west side of town.
Okay.
These guys, they know how to put concrete down.
Okay.
No funny business. They put enough men in the job to get it done right.
Okay.
And I would order no less than 4,500 PSI mix.
That's what he claimed he put in.
Well, the way to verify that, of course, and a lot of people don't know this, is that you insist that that you get a copy and you're actually there. You really need to be there.
Okay.
That when the concrete truck comes to the job site, the concrete driver unloads the mix. And before he drives away, he makes the contractor sign a ticket.
Okay.
And on that ticket, they've got the exact specifications of that mix.
Okay.
It's very, very critical.
Okay.
And most homeowners don't realize that they should actually be there and get a copy of that.
I saw the ticket on your website, asked for that, whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't ask for it, but he promised me he was a man.
Yeah. Promises, promises.
Right.
Man, you know. So anyway, so you know what to do, man.
No, as far as the curing compound goes, now you say either wet it with water or keep it covered, whatever.
Yeah, but I would go with a regular spray-on curing compound. I mean, trying to keep it wet with burlap, that's tough.
Well, should I guess the contractor should be doing that, right?
Well, it needs to be done as soon as they get off the slab, as soon as it's finished and it's done, they should immediately be spraying that curing compound on.
Now, what I did is waited a month or two until it cured.
Oh.
And then I went to got some stuff called Aquapel.
But that's different. That's a sealer.
Right. And they assumed it would, you know, resist everything. But
No.
Okay.
You don't want to be putting those stuffs on. You don't need it.
Oh, really?
They didn't. Okay. Well, think about it. Remember what we just talked about earlier.
Right.
40, 50 years ago, they didn't have any of these magical compounds.
Right.
You don't need that stuff.
Okay.
You just need to put enough cement in the mix. You need to put it down at the right time. You need to make sure you don't add any water as you're finishing it.
Okay.
And you need to cure it. Now, in the old days, they did put burlap down and keep it wet.
Well, I've seen guys putting plastic down.
Yeah, that's okay, too. But you just got to make sure that wind can't get underneath it and dry it out.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want, but it's so much easier just to spray on the clear liquid curing compounds.
Is it just that's what's just
well, called? That way you don't have to worry about the burlap. You don't have to worry about keeping it wet. You don't have to worry about the plastic blowing up in a storm. I mean, just spray the curing compound on. That's what they're made for. That is a great invention that I'm sure the concrete contractors from 30, 40 years ago wish they had.
Right.
you know, but okay. Oh well, you know.
Right.
You know, the guys 100 years ago or 200 years ago wish they had plywood, you know.
All right.
All right, anything else?
That's it.
All right, well, good luck with your battle, man. I'll tell you right now, it's and here's what the bottom line is, I'll tell you real quickly, is that if you're thinking about suing this guy and all this other stuff,
right.
You better get your pencil out and do the mathematics, because you can burn through $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 so fast with attorneys it'll make your head swim.
No, I don't want to sue him. I just want to get something done right.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying that you know, don't think that you're going to get a solution, you know, through the legal system that's going to make you whole.
Okay.
You know, in other words, you won't necessarily get back attorney's fees.
Okay.
That's the first question you would ask from the attorney you're talking with if you go there.
Right.
And you make him put that in writing.
Well, the insurance company paid off the first time.
Well,
from a different contract.
Well, hopefully you'll. I'd love to hear back what happens in this thing.
Okay.
All right, bud. All right, anything else?
Bye.
Thanks. Call me anytime.
Bye.
All righty.